Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of April, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Raise your hand right now how many of you are getting an Uber nowadays. Probably not too many of you. In most countries right now, Uber has scaled down operations, meaning a lot of Uber drivers out there are not really earning currently. Uber is trying to change that now with a new delivery service. They're actually launching a pair of new services called Uber Connect and Uber Direct. This is actually focused on moving cargo instead of people. Now, Uber Direct will offer deliveries from shops like pharmacies and pet stores. As you can kind of see, you know where this is going. This will be helping people that are staying put at home but still being able to have access to everyday needs without having to go out. Uber Connect, on the other hand, though, will be actually a same-day courier service. So if you need something shipped from point A to point B in your city, they should be able to handle that for you. Now, currently at the time of publishing this podcast, Uber Direct is actually only available in the U.S. and only available in limited markets, though they do say they are planning on expanding. As for Uber Connect, it's actually available in over 25 cities across Australia, Mexico, and the U.S. All right, a lot of us, yep, we're at home right now, wondering how we pass the boredom. Well, Facebook's looking at us saying, hey, looky here, we've got a game app for you now. Yeah, that's right, Facebook has now got their dedicated gaming app and it's gone live, at least in the Play Store. The focus of the Facebook gaming app is actually on watching and hosting streams, meaning you can actually use the software's Go Live feature to share what you're doing when it comes to gaming. Now, actually, when you launch the app, you'll be greeted with a main Discover tab that will actually highlight your favorite games as well as content that is currently trending in the platform. There's also a chat functionality, of course, that's actually built into the app that will allow you to talk with other people while watching the same stream. Now, as of right now, the app doesn't have any ads. Can you believe that? Though don't expect that to continue. Right now, the app is all based around monetization, kind of like you'd see over there at Twitch. And that is where you can use your in-chat to support your favorite streamer and cheer them on. Now, yes, as we said at the beginning of the story, the iOS app, it ain't there yet. According to Facebook, they're still waiting on Apple's approval. Maybe that has something to do with Apple Arcade, do you think? And finally, from the highs of Facebook to the lows of Facebook, could you be one of the 260 million Facebook profiles that just sold on the dark web for $600? You could be. Yes, on those lovely hacker forums on the dark web, that's exactly what's going around right now. Now, from what we're hearing, none of these records include passwords, but they do contain information that could allow attackers to perform, say, phishing scams. On top of these records contain, of course, the user's full name and, of course, their unique Facebook ID. Now, this new data that's actually leaked out on the dark web, 16.8 million records actually include users' email addresses and even their birth date, plus their gender. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that we haven't even uncovered yet. But the main question, how does it affect you? Well, with it not affecting passwords, we're in the clear there. But when it comes to phone numbers and email addresses, yeah, that's a different story. With phishing emails and phishing texts, users might be more prone to believe these things. As far as what we can do in the meantime, tighten your privacy settings on your Facebook accounts. And of course, be cautious of unsolicited emails and text messages. Oh, and by the way, if you're waiting to hear something on Facebook's end, yeah, we haven't heard squat. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can get subscribed to the news show. Also, the Mac show over there, the Big Show, the Photo Show. Lots of great content to be had over there at the British Tech Network. You can also support the British Tech Network, especially the news show, as we rely totally on donations from you to keep this show going. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can keep the news show on the air. And, of course, for all of you that have joined up in our subscriptions, thank you so very much for the support. Find us and give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely come by our Slack room. That is where the BTN community is hanging out, and we'd love for you to hang with us at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Wednesday Humpy Dumpy Day installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.